Federal hiring managers use the same few authorities for nearly all the people they hire. Maybe they have too many choices. The Government Accountability Office identified no less than 105 different authorities, and most of them are rarely used. Joining me with more on this, Robert Goldenkopf, GAO's Director of Strategic Issues. Robert, good to have you back.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, so of the 20 authorities that government uses to hire people, does that mean the other 85 are probably not all that useful or only needed rarely, or is the government hiring missing an opportunity here?
Well, we don't know, and more importantly, OPM doesn't know. They don't know, for example, if agencies relied on a small number of hiring authorities because they just weren't aware of all the other tools that were out there, or if it was because they were aware of the other hiring authorities that were out there, and these were the ones that best met their needs. And then, just to give you a little bit more context for that there were those 105 hiring authorities that were used, but they were used to make 178,000 hires. So basically, they were used to hire 90% of all the hiring actions made in 2014. And conversely, a large number of hiring authorities were used for a small number of positions. So it was 85 hiring authorities were used to fill about the 9% of vacancies that remained.
Because the bulk of the hires, 44,000 that you looked at, were about half, were through competitive examining. Isn't that the basic tool?
Well, that is the so-called the traditional method of hiring, and I think it was used for about a quarter of all the hiring actions. But it's agencies, for whatever reason, found that the competitive examining wasn't meeting their needs. And this has long been an issue with hiring managers. They felt that competitive examining was rigid and untimely, and so they've sought out alternatives.
And you mentioned that OPM is not really that well on top of how agencies are using the authorities. What should they be doing to make sure that hiring managers use all of the tools that they could?
Well, for example, OPM could do a better job of assessing the effectiveness of hiring authorities. One thing they can do is they can make sure that agencies are using the hiring authorities strategically to meet different agency goals. For example, those goals can include greater hiring of veterans, greater hiring of minorities to increase the diversity of the workforce, or to facilitate the hiring of students and recent graduates. These are all, if you think of a hiring authority as an entrance ramp into the federal government, it's just not really clear which hiring authorities are more effective than others in meeting agency goals, which ones are more timely. And once the OPM has that information, then it could use that data to make decisions on whether all these hiring authorities are needed or if there are opportunities to consolidate them.
When an agency makes a hire, is it required to decide in advance which authority it's going to use?
Yes. I mean, that's the first step in the hiring process, and that's why we focused on hiring authorities when looking at ways to improve federal hiring. A key starting point is the hiring authority itself.
Because it looks like the Pathways program, internships, has resulted in a decent number of hires.
Yes, it has. And that's kind of that's one mechanism, and that's important for agencies to bring students and recent graduates into the federal government.
And there's also some that seem to be default per agency. For example, the Veterans Affairs Department uses Title 38 because that's where medical professionals fall.
That's exactly it. And that's, you know, one of the things that we found it's important to recognize is that some hiring authorities all agencies can use. Other hiring authorities, such as Title 38, are agency-specific, and only those agencies can use those hiring authorities. So Title 38 is used for the medical professions in the Department of Veterans Affairs. And this gets back to one of our points in the report, is that if OPM had better information about the effectiveness of these different hiring authorities and the extent to which they're meeting agencies' needs, OPM could say, well, hey, some of these, the benefits of these hiring authorities could be applied to other agencies. Many of the hiring authorities that were used are not available to all agencies.
We're speaking with Robert Goldenkopf, Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office. How many agencies did you look at in determining, I guess this was covering the period 2014?
That's correct. So we looked at all hiring actions that took place in fiscal year 2014 to see what hiring authorities they used. And then we also focused on three agencies in particular just to see how they use their hiring authorities to fill critical positions. And so the three specific agencies we looked at a little bit more in depth was the Department of Energy, the Air Force Materiel Command, and the National Institutes of Health. And we chose those agencies because they hired for in-demand positions, such as medical occupations and IT positions.
And getting back to competitive examining, which is the traditional way where a quarter of the hires were made, how does that square with agencies continually complaining about how long it takes to get people in the government? And for that matter, the hirees also regularly talk about how long it takes.
I mean, well, that's the unusual thing, is that that was the traditional mechanism for bringing people into the federal government. And by competitive examining, it means that it's a prescribed process for rating and ranking applicants according to their knowledge, skills, and abilities. It also requires the application of veterans' preference. But over time, agencies found that that wasn't meeting their needs, and so they started to request additional flexibilities. And that process continues to this day, where agencies continue to go back to OPM and to Congress to request additional flexibilities, and sometimes they're not even aware of the flexibilities they have, or they already have the flexibility that they're requesting. And so that's an additional benefit of doing these assessments, is that before agencies go and request new authorities, at least that they should be able to, an assessment information on which authorities are more effective would enable them to determine before they make a new request whether or not they need that new authority, and then they can make a better business case for it.
Now, if OPM were to undertake some sort of study as to whether and which hiring authorities are effective, what would be the chief criteria for effectiveness?
Well, the thing is, OPM already collects a lot of this data through some of its other processes and its other requirements. So, for example, OPM already collects information on the time to hire. So that would be one criteria, and speed is very important for both agency managers and also for the applicants themselves. Also, manager satisfaction, applicant satisfaction, all that information is already there. It's just not being used effectively.
So that's your main recommendation, is to use it effectively?
That's correct, actually, to use it to see how to improve the hiring process. Basically, we recommend it as a three-part process. First, OPM should do the study for those hiring authorities that it oversees, and for those hiring authorities that are agency-specific, it should work with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council to do a related study and develop lessons learned, and then combined, use that information to determine which hiring authorities are effective in meeting the needs of agencies and applicants and also meet specific public policy goals like veterans' preference, hiring students and recent graduates, increasing the diversity of the workforce. And then the third piece of that would be determining whether the existing hiring authorities in any form of refinement or consolidation, because there could very well be duplication and overlap.
A new fiscal year coming, maybe a new opportunity to get around on front of this. Robert Goldenkopf is GAO's Director of Strategic Issues. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.